Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. As promised, Jimmy Akin is our guest this hour, and we continue with open forum. Be honest with you, there's just one line open right now, but if you want to give it a shot, 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. As always, open forum is open to anyone, and when Jimmy's here, that means on anything, 888-318-7884. And now I will give the other number because we're in the midst of our pledge drive right now. We're just now in the second half of our pledge drive, just this hour and then 2 hours tomorrow, and we will be done. That number is 888-291-8000. And we have a $70,000 match that we are in the midst of trying to use up this hour. 888-291-8000. Jimmy Akin, of course, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the proprietor of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Hello, Jimmy. Thank you for being here.
Very hello, Cyril Kellett.
Oh, I got the very hello today. All right.
Well,
very good.
It's pledge drive day. We all got to work extra hard
that's
today.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. You got to keep the spirits up, and I appreciate that. A big match today, Jimmy, and a long way to go to use it up. It looks to me like we have a little more than $53,000 to use up in this hour.
Correct, and that's a lot. But with the listener's help, we can get there. The number they need to call is 888-291-8000. So 888-291-8000, and they can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And that one works no matter where you are in the world. You don't have to be here in North America. So you can support the show that benefits your life and maybe the lives of other people you know from anywhere in the world by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And it also works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So even if you're listening delayed, you know, if you're not able to catch the show live, but you're listening later on, either later the same day or even several days later, you can still support the show by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, one of the things that I often mention when we do fundraising, and we really do try to keep fundraising to a minimum. You know, we only do four drives a year. They're only 3 days long, and we only do it for 2 hours a day. Whereas if you compare that to, say, what NPR does or what PBS does, wow, do they do a lot more fundraising than we do. But we really try to keep it to a minimum. And that means that when we do fundraise, we really need you to take it seriously. We really need your help. And in particular, the last day of the drive is very important. We need, you know, we have donors of all different levels, but in order to make our goals, we do need to have some larger donations too. And with larger donations, you know, whether it's $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, whatever it may be, you know, it can be needed for people to think about that and to plan it and to check with their spouse and check with their broker maybe and see what they're able to do. So it's important to think about that before we get to the last day of the drive. So if you haven't already been thinking about it, but you might be able to make a larger donation, please do think about it now. And if you're able to make that larger donation today, we could really use it today because, as you said, we've got only an hour left of fundraising today and we need to make basically $50,000. We only made like $16,000 in the first hour. So we've got a big deficit to make up right now. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, that's 888-291-8000. And when you make a donation, it doesn't have to be all at once. You know, you can spread it out over the course of a year. So you could make a pledge for, you know, a monthly donation, let's say, of $100 a month. That would come out to $1,200 in the course of a year. If you could do, you know, $1,000 a month, that would be $12,000 during the course of a year. So you can plan it in a way that's convenient for you and that works for you. And it'll also give us the confidence that we'll have the support that we need going forward over the next year. So once again, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And also, you know, if you're able to make a larger donation, please do, because we really need them right now. And Cy Kellett, I know we have some thank you gifts that we'd like to send people at different levels, depending on how much they're able to support. Could you review those levels for us just to give people an idea of the different levels they might want to shoot for?
Well, the first level you might consider coming in at is the $10 a month level. And at the $10 a month level, you are a member of our Society 315. You get the Society 315 t-shirt, you get a car magnet, Catholic Answers car magnet, and you get a monthly, or you get a full year of the Hallow premium app. It's the number one Catholic prayer app, and you get the premium version of it for a full year. So that's wonderful at the $10 a month level. We would love to be able to give it to you. At the $20 a month level, all of that is true, but you also get Pope Peter, Joe Heschmeyer's book on the papacy, and Bible Mary, the wonderful new book from Father John Weiss on the mother of Jesus in the Word of God. On where people might ask you, where is Mary in the Bible? And you can use this book to help you find all of that. That's at the $20 a month level. Remember, at any level, it's all matched dollar for dollar for the full year. At the $45 a month level, we will add Mormonism, the online course with Trent Horn on Mormonism from a Catholic perspective, and the 20 Answers book on Mormonism. You also get that. All of that at the $45 a month level. There are higher levels of giving, but let me just mention $84 a month, because all of what I just said would be true at the $84 a month level, but you also become a member of our higher level giving societies, the President's Club. And at that level, you are entitled to many benefits, which you'd have to read on our website, but you also get, this is the big one, anything we publish over the course of a year, all you got to do is ask for it and we'll send it to you. Whatever is published by Catholic Answers over the course of a year, you just ask and we will send it to you for free when you are a member of President's Club. That's at $84 a month. There are higher levels, and you can find all the information on the higher giving levels at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy. I was just going to give out the phone. 888-291-8000.
And I was going to say that $84 level, if you're able to do $84 a month, which is like, you know, a meal or two on DoorDash, or even a single meal for a lot of families, that would add up at $84 a month to $1,000 a year. And so that helps us get in the direction we need to go. We've had some people today make pledges of 1,000 or more, like Tina from Long Beach. We want to say a very special thank you to Tina and to everyone else who's able to contribute at that level. And as Cy said, it does enable you to join the President Circle, which would entitle you to everything we publish for the full year. So if you could afford a meal for a family from DoorDash once a month, please consider joining at the $84 level a month and become a member of the President's Club. That would be awesome.
888-291-8000. The Chris in Louisiana just came in at the $100 per month level. And so all that is going to be true for Chris, and it's matched dollar for dollar, the full $1,200 matched by our donors. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, shall we go to the phones?
Let's do that.
Let's go to Benjamin in Olympia, Washington, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Benjamin, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Cy. So for a bit of context, I've been engaging with a number of Calvinists recently, and I'm pretty well versed in most of the Catholic arguments, thanks to you, Trent Horn, Joe Heschmeyer, and others. But the one thing that always seems to slip right off is when I bring up free will. So my question is, how do I articulate free will-based arguments to Calvinists when they don't believe in it?
Well, so there are a few approaches. Now, in terms of, it's always important to clarify our terms, because some Calvinists will use the term free will. Some Calvinists don't. Some Calvinists don't like the term free will, but others do use it, but they interpret it in a different way than, for example, Catholics do, or than a lot of Protestants do, because loads of Protestants believe in free will. The basic difference for the two definitions are, one of them in philosophy is called compatibilist free will, and the other is called libertarian free will, just to give you some terms for the two different kinds. Compatibilist free will basically says that all of our actions are determined by factors outside of us, and that's still somehow compatible with something you could call free will. So on a Calvinist model, they would say, well, our free will, they're willing to use the term, is compatible with God determining our actions. So God determines who he's going to give an efficacious grace to that will bring them to salvation versus those he's going to pass over and not give an efficacious grace to so that they remain in sin. And they would say, okay, this is compatible with some form of free will in the sense that we're not being compelled against our will in order to do something. It's not like I'm determined to remain a sinner and God forces me against my will to change. Or similarly, if it's not like I want to be holy and God forces me against my will to commit sins. Instead, they would say God is working within your will to enable you to either repent, or he's not working in your will so that you don't repent. But either way, you're on board with whatever you're doing. If you repent, it's because you're on board with repenting. If you don't repent, then you're on board with not repenting. It's just God's action or lack of action that determines which you choose, but you're not being forced against your will. And so they would call that free will. That's not, however, how most people would interpret free will, because it essentially makes you a robot. You know, it's like if you program a robot to jump off the bridge, well, the robot's not being forced to do that against its will. The robot willingly jumps off the bridge because that's how it was programmed. And so a lot of people say it's an abuse of the term free to call that free will if it's really God determining all of your choices. So that leads to the other kind of free will, which is known as libertarian free will. And in libertarian free will, God does need to give you grace in order to enable you to have a free choice so that you can freely choose to either accept God's love and his grace or choose not to. And you're at liberty, which is why it's called libertarian free will, because even though God gives you his grace to enable you to make this choice, he doesn't determine which choice it's going to be. So you're not a robot. You're given authentic freedom that a robot does not have. And so those are the two basic kinds of free will, compatibilist free will and libertarian free will. Now, which do we have? Well, we all have an experience of choosing for ourselves. And so we have prima facie evidence, or kind of on the surface of it, evidence for libertarian free will, because we don't feel ourselves being reprogrammed. You know, we don't feel ourselves being manipulated the way robots do when they're fed new instructions. And so consequently, we have at least prima facie evidence of libertarian free will. There's also another problem, which is a philosophical and moral problem, of how could you hold a robot accountable? If you make all of the robot's decisions for it, then it doesn't seem like the robot is morally responsible for any of its choices. And this is a huge problem that most people are sensitive to. Most people have a very strong intuition that in order to be responsible for your actions, you need to ultimately be the one who decides on your actions. If you're not the decision maker, then you're not responsible for what you do. And yet, we are told that God is infinitely just, and so he's not going to hold people responsible for things that they didn't choose, that they're not in control of, that they were just programmed to do. So it wouldn't seem to make sense for God to send someone to hell for, let's say, committing adultery, if it was God who set up the system that allowed this person to commit adultery, and he didn't give them a truly free choice about whether they're going to commit it or not, one where they could have decided otherwise. So that's kind of a basic sketch of the two different types of free will and a couple of lines of argument concerning them. We have a basic experience that seems to suggest we've got libertarian free will. And we also have a big problem for how could God punish people if they're not ultimately the ones responsible for their choices. So those are a couple of things you could pursue with your friends. There are also biblical passages, like the numerous biblical passages where God tells us to choose, you know, choose life, choose death, repent, don't repent. God tells us to make choices. And there are other passages where, you know, other authors imply that we have a choice. Like when Paul is rejected by some people, he says, well, I guess you guys don't consider yourself worth eternal life. You know, you've decided you're not worthy of it. That implies they made the choice. It's not like just they were programmed to do that. And so there are various passages you can appeal to. Calvinists will have objections to those passages, and they'll try to interpret them in other ways. But at least on the surface, it sure sounds like people have libertarian free will.
Thank you very much, Benjamin, for the call. I hope that that was helpful to you. A little update for you. We have fewer than 50 minutes left.
45.
And we're almost the exact same number to meet our match. So we're in the ballpark. We can do this if we average about $1,000, maybe a little more than $1,000 a minute. And that means we're going to need lots of folks to step up who can make those larger contributions, maybe the $500 or $1,000 gifts, or maybe you can do a very large gifts, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000. Some can even do $10,000 gifts and more. We have almost $50,000 still to use up this hour. Fewer than 50 minutes left. 888-291-8000 and 15 lines open right now. Jimmy?
That's exactly the point I was going to make. We only have two calls on the line right now, but 15 of our other Catholic Answers employees are sitting at their desks. They're just waiting for your call. We've got two active calls right now, but 15 Catholic Answers employees who are waiting for your call right now. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, and we really need to hear from you. So please do give us a call, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com from anywhere in the world, 24/7.
888-291-8000. We were telling you a little while ago about the various gifts at the $10 a month level, the $20 a month level, the $45 and $84 a month levels. You can find all of that at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're very grateful for those who are taking the opportunity to become monthly donors. Every dollar pledged is matched right away up to $70,000. Well, now it's about $46,000 left. And we're very grateful. And I know there are many more who could come in at that $10 or $20 level, perhaps. And now is the time to pick up the phone because the lines are open. But in addition to those, and we do want you to continue to call and make those pledges, we are going to need some of those larger pledges to use up our match today. $46,000 is a lot to use up in just about 40 minutes now. 888-291-8000. Just remember, every pledge is matched. Every pledge, whether it's a monthly pledge, a one-time gift, whatever it is, from $1 to $46,000, all matched right now at 888-291-8000. 10 lines open now, 888-291-8000. Jimmy, I think we'll just go back to the phones and trust that folks will pick up that phone and call. I hope that folks will. I'm going to go to Sergio in Maricopa, Arizona, watching on YouTube. Sergio, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Thank you. My question is, why were Catholic nations in the past theocratic, and why were they not theonomous?
Well, the answer is going to depend on how you define the terms theonomy and theocracy. The term theocracy was originally introduced by Josephus, the Jewish historian who lived in the first century. And what he meant by it was a conviction that Jewish people in his day had, that God was the ultimate ruler of their nation, And, you know, there could be local earthly rulers like, you know, the king, like King Herod, or Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. But ultimately, it was God who was behind the authority of the rulers, and ultimately, God was in charge. And some people viewed that as consistent with having these earthly rulers. Other people thought, no, at least the pagan rulers don't really represent God. So there was some dispute on that point. But the fundamental conviction is for many Jewish theocrats was that God is ultimately in charge of the nation, even if he's using earthly rulers like, let's say, a Jewish king, you know, like King David or someone to rule on his behalf. Theonomy is a recent term that developed in the, I guess, mid-20th century. And the idea is that the law of God, the nomos of God, should be applied in nations today. So theonomy is a combination of nomos and theos, meaning God's law. And so the idea is that we ought to apply God's law as expressed in the Old Testament to modern society with a few modifications. You know, we don't need to keep kosher. We don't need to sacrifice the Passover lamb. But according to theonomists, which are a particular group in conservative Protestantism, we should take the Jewish laws from the Old Testament and apply them to modern society to the extent that they are not revised by the New Testament. And so it's more of a particular position that one could take regarding what the law should be, but it doesn't necessarily mandate a particular governmental system. So you could have theonomists who support a democratic republic, for example. They just think that the laws that that democratic republic should enact should be based on Old Testament law. So with those meanings of the two terms in mind, Catholic nations historically have not been theonomic because the Catholic Church does not believe that every aspect of the Mosaic law should be applied to society today. The moral law should be, but that doesn't mean that you need to, for example, set up cities of refuge where people who've committed homicide can flee to be protected from the avenger of blood within a particular tribe, because European society was not based in the Christian era on tribes that had avengers of blood who were obligated to hunt down people who had committed homicide and try to kill them. So the Catholic Church historically has not had theonomic nations. When it comes to theocratic nations, well, okay, in Josephus's view, you could say that a lot of Catholic nations were theocratic and that they believed that God was ultimately in charge. He had civil rulers here on earth, like kings who reigned on God's behalf, but ultimately God was in charge of everything and was guiding the destinies of these nations. But that's not the only meaning of the term theocracy. Josephus's meaning is where the term started, but it's also been understood in other ways, such as meaning rule by religious authorities, such as rule by priests. And there have been nations in the history of the world that were theocratic in that sense. And a classic example would be ancient Egypt, because the pharaoh was regarded as a religious figure. He not only was a king, he was also the high priest of Egypt, and he was even regarded as a god himself. So that was a kind of theocracy that has never existed in Christian circles. There have been some Christian nations locally that could be theocratic in the sense that they did have religious rulers. The example of that comes to mind would be the Papal States, where because the civil authorities broke down in parts of Italy and so forth, the popes kind of stepped into the vacuum to keep things going in society. And so you did have the pope as the head of some areas in the Italian peninsula, for example. Those were called the Papal States. But that's not a required form of government in Catholicism, because the church recognizes there is a role for civil authorities distinct from church authorities. So that's kind of an overview that I hope gives you kind of, Sergio, the conceptual tools you need to do, you need to have to think through these issues. I'm afraid, though, we'll have to, I could say more, but I'm afraid we're going to need to move on because we're about to come to our mid-hour break. We still need to make $47,000 in the next half hour. We have 14 Catholic Answers employees waiting to take your call. We're about to go to a break, so this is the perfect time to call. You will not miss anything. Please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
We'll be right back. Great time to pick up the phone and call. Please fill up those lines. As Jimmy said, more than $45,000 left. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest. We are in the midst of our quarterly fundraising drive. There's nine lines open right now, about $40,000 left to use up in our match this hour. So think of it this way, 30 minutes to go, $40,000 of a match left. So if you've been thinking of giving your gift to Catholic Answers, now would be a great time to do it. If you can do one of those larger gifts, God bless you. We need them right now, maybe $1,000, maybe $5,000, 888-291-8000. Chris Check is here in studio with us. Hello, Chris.
Cy, I'm sure you've said this, but I've been on the phone, so but maybe I missed you saying it, but I'm sure you said it. I want to remind our listeners, by the way, the number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I really appreciate it. Jimmy at the top of the hour saying, folks, if you're listening on a rebroadcast or on podcast, CatholicAnswersRadio.com is open 24/7, so you can support us anytime. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But now, for those of you listening live, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Cy.
Yes.
I know you said this, but I want to underscore it. That 70 grand that we're trying to get to, and we've got about 40 to go here and some change, that's a true match.
I didn't say this, Chris, but people do need to understand.
Okay, well,
that.
I was giving you credit for saying it, Cy, yes. So you could have just said, of course I said that. But you would never say that because you're an honest man. Well, if you didn't say,
is there any kind of bonus involved? Because I'll lie. No, I'm not lying. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
What do I mean by true match, my friends? We don't get that gift until we make the $70,000. That's not somebody who just sent in a check for 70 grand or a group of donors who sent in a check for 70 grand and say, hey, try to match this. They said, if you raise this money, we will send you this money. So it's an if then.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
What do we call those in philosophy, Jimmy? Conditional.
Conditional, yeah.
Conditional statements.
Yeah, right. So if then. 888-291-8000. If you help us meet this $70,000 match, it will become
140,000.
Thanks for the quick math there. Sorry.
That's what people have come to expect from me.
I had that panic look in my face, like, I hope somebody can do that addition real quick. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. One more thing, Si, and then I'm going to get out of your hair. My friends, invest in joy. There's a lot of anger in the world right now. There's a lot of anger in the church. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of sorrow. There's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of discord. That is not this program. This program is about bringing the joyful message of Jesus Christ's love and mercy in his church and in his sacraments to the whole world. That's what we're trying to do here. Some of you already know about this. Some of you got the gift. By the way, it's a gift. You did nothing to get it. That's in the Bible, right, Si?
Yeah, yeah. The parts I've read.
Okay, so you did nothing to get it, but you can actually be part of God's plan to spread that gift of faith. God's asking you, he's asking you, listener, please help me spread the fullness of the truth using this magnificent radio program, and they're doing it with joy. So, my friends, invest in joy. Help us make it to $70,000, 888-291-8000. Can I say one more thing?
Yes, please.
February is always our toughest drive, my friends.
Yeah, it is.
It always is. But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. You, especially those of you who've never given before, you can make this a great drive for us. You can. Invest in joy. 888-291-8000.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks very much. I like that I'm seeing on the screen the word recurring coming up again and again. And thank you, Joanne in Texas and Valerie in Nebraska. I'm just looking at the most recent recurring gifts. And Chris in Oklahoma City, Regina in Santa Fe, Texas. Thank you for those recurring gifts. If folks who are making those gifts, every dollar of it is being matched right now at 888-291-8000 or online at Catholic Answers Radio. In addition to those, there have been some folks who have picked up the phone and made those one-time $500, $1,000, and in one case, a $5,000 gift from John in Alaska. God bless you, John. Thank you for helping us. We're going to need those large ones to go along with all the folks who are coming in with those recurring gifts. We do need some folks to step up with the $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, maybe $5,000, maybe $10,000 gifts if we're going to use up all of this match money. Still more than $40,000 left. 888-291-8000.
And we still have 11 of our fellow Catholic Answers employees just waiting to take your call. There are only 5 people on the line right now. We've got another. Oh, it just changed. We now have 6 active calls, but 10 of our fellow Catholic Answers staffers are sitting at their desks hoping to hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. It's a very simple process. You can be done in just a couple of minutes, so you won't really miss anything. And you won't have to wait in line because you've got all these other Catholic Answers staffers sitting there waiting to take your call right now. You won't have to wait. You can be done and be right back to listening to the show without missing anything.
Lots of lines open. Can we fill them up? I mean, $40,000 to use up in the next 26 minutes is a lot, but we have seen it happen before. As I said, if everyone comes in with those, continues to come in with those recurring gifts and some people step up with those larger gifts, we can do it. 888-291-8000. What we do here is answer questions about the Catholic faith, and let's go back to doing that. Ava, our friend in Ontario, Canada, watches on YouTube, and we're glad you're here again. Ava, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my question. I have a question about Star Trek. You know how the Vulcans are really logical, and they always do the most logical thing, even if they might not really want to do it. If it's logical, they do it. I was wondering, what would be your best arguments, what would you say if you met Mr. Spock and you were trying to convince him that Catholicism is the most logical worldview and that he should become Catholic?
Oh, thank you, Ava.
Okay, so I'm very glad for you to ask this question, and I will give you a brief answer now. But what I really want to suggest is that you email it to radio@catholic.com as a weird question so that I can do it on a weird question show where I really have the time to dig into this, because it's a fascinating question. But I'll give you a brief answer now. So the brief answer is, well, I would present to them the same evidence I present to anybody regarding the Christian faith and the Catholic understanding of the Christian faith. I would present arguments for the existence of God. I would present arguments for the resurrection of Christ to show that he's a special person in God's plan that we need to listen to. And then I would look at Jesus's teaching, such as, for example, about the role of Saint Peter, which then I would provide evidence for. St. Peter had a special role among the disciples, and it was a leadership role, and the church is going to need leadership in later generations. So you're going to need somebody as the head of the church in later generations, just like Peter was after Jesus ascended back to heaven. And that points to the role of the Pope. So I would present all of that evidence to them. But I would also try to address certain particulars of Jewish thought and culture. One of the things we know from Star Trek is that at least at one period in their history, Vulcans worshipped multiple gods. They were polytheists at one period in their history. And I would point out that even if you propose that there are superhumanly powerful beings, or in this case, super Vulcanly powerful beings, ultimately there needs to be somebody at the top of that hierarchy, because even if you proposed there's just two big spiritual powers in the universe, you know, we can call them Bob and Alice. Even if you propose Bob and Alice are like very high-ranking deities, they still exist in a common framework that allows them to interact together in reality. And so that raises the question, who created that framework? Ultimately, there needs to be a single source that unites and is responsible for everything in reality. And so I would use that as an argument against polytheism, that there must be one ultimate God. I also probably might need to clear away some objections they might have based on the Christian love ethic, because as a result of the reforms of Serac in Vulcan history, Vulcans embraced a path of non-emotionalism where they suppress their emotions. And they might make the mistake of thinking that love is an emotion and therefore it should be suppressed. So to head off that mistake, I would point out that ultimately love is a decision. It doesn't matter whether you feel it or not. And I could use a human example. If you have a human, let's say a father who loves his child, and the child is in great danger, let's suppose the child he's visiting Vulcan with his child, and a rabid Lamacha, which is a kind of Vulcan dragon, is about to attack his child. The father, at great danger to himself and feeling great fear and anxiety, would still rush to save his child from the rabid Lamacha. And in doing so, the father is loving his son, even though he doesn't feel the emotion of love. Instead, what love is a choice that wills the good of another person. So if the father wants his son to live long and prosper and chooses to rescue the son from the Lamacha at great personal risk, he is, in fact, loving his son. And so if you're convinced you need to suppress your emotions, that's okay, because love is not an emotion. Now, I would also say it's okay to feel emotions. But if you're convinced that you shouldn't, that shouldn't stop you from embracing an ethic of love and undertaking decisions to help other people in order to enable them to live long and prosper. And so the live long and prosper ethic that Vulcans have is actually consistent with the Christian ethic of love, which means willing the good of another person. So that's kind of a sketch of what I'd have to say to Vulcans.
And Ava, you know that we're not able to do much conversation back and forth. We'd love it to have conversations with you, but please take Jimmy up on that offer. Send it to radio@catholic.com. We'd love to make that a weird question and give Jimmy as much time as he would like to expand on that. Ava's a wonderful example of the show is for all ages, for people around the world. And we make good
and
friends
for all question types too.
Yes,
at
that's
least
right.
When I'm on the air,
and every question is welcome. What a wonderful question that was. I'm going to say I believe now we are under $40,000 left to use up in this match. Can we do that in the next moments that we have on the air? Can you pick up the phone and call and help us to use up some of that match? 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Six calls on the line right now, nine idle. And I will remind you that this program is given free to whatever, wherever you're listening to it right now. It is given free to who's ever broadcasting it. Praise God for all the work that they do to keep their signals and their websites up and all of that. But this program is given free, and you make that possible. You make it possible for these apologists to be here, for the lights to be on in the studio, all of that, so that we can share, as Chris said, the message of Jesus Christ and the salvation that he offers in the sacraments and in his church. We love sharing the message. We know that you want the message shared. Nine lines open, perfect time to call, especially with thousands and thousands, almost $40,000 still available in matching money for this hour. 888-291-8000.
And if you're listening on delay, or if you're listening in another part of the world, you can go 24/7 to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and support the show from there. One of the things, now I'm only on 1 hour this drive, but one of the things I always try to point out is the theology of giving, because St. Paul discusses this. Now, Jesus discusses the theology of giving, and St. Paul does as well. And he has some particular verses in 2 Corinthians and in Galatians where he's very clear that God will reward those who provide donations to support God's work. And one of the things about those rewards that St. Paul says is not just that God wants people to give them willingly. He says God loves a cheerful giver, but he also says that they are eternal rewards. In fact, he even says eternal life is one of those rewards. You can look that up, for example, in Galatians 6, where St. Paul says, whatever a man, and he says it in the context of giving, as clarified by 2 Corinthians, whatever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap. If you sow to the flesh, by which he means spending all your money on yourself and just, you know, having pleasant earthly fleshly experiences, then from the flesh you're going to reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will receive a reward of glory, honor, and immortality. And so you know what kind of experiences you want to have long term. You want to have glory, honor, and immortality. You want eternal life. And so consequently, you will receive an eternal reward for supporting God's work with your donations, provided you do it cheerfully, willingly. So there are eternal rewards available for you during this giving drive, whether you're a current supporter or a new supporter. You can always, you know, call up and make a new donation or increase a donation. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And following in the footsteps of St. Paul, I want you to have those benefits. You know, just like Paul wanted his readers to have those benefits, including the eternal ones. So do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, and we have nine lines open, so you won't have to wait.
If you're one of those people who's good with the technology and you just prefer to do it yourself, just CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, as Jimmy said, 24 hours a day it's open. You can also just text the word Catholic to 24365. The match covers all of that. Wherever your pledge, your gift is made, the match covers it. We've got 15 minutes left in this this hour, and about under $40,000 left to go. Under $40,000, as a matter of fact, just under $38,000 now. So we can do this. We need your help, though. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Going to Denver now. Tyler is in Denver, Colorado, watching on YouTube. Tyler, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, thanks for having me. Yes, so I know there's different types of angels, like thrones, dominions, mm-hmm. seraphim, cherubim. I don't know what all those mean. And does each type have like a different duty that they're tasked with?
So the issue is a complicated one. You will find Catholic theologians who have speculated on, you know, like the different ranks of angels and what order to put them in and what their jobs may be. But as John Paul II pointed out, that's theological opinion. It's not church teaching. I think the best guide for trying to figure this out is looking at Scripture and seeing what Scripture has to say about these different kinds of angels and angelic jobs in general. One of the things we find is that the term angel kind of takes over. If you look in the Old Testament, the Old Testament authors envision a variety of different kinds of beings that are creatures like we are, but they are heavenly creatures. And today we just call all of them angels. But they didn't do that in the Old Testament. That's one reason why seraphim and cherubim are different. That's why we know their names. You know, cherubim means living ones, seraphim means burning ones. And so they have different names because the term angel, which just means messenger, had not been applied to everybody yet who's a heavenly creature. Instead, you had other terms that are used for them, like, for example, sons of God, which were like heavenly princes. And there are passages where these high-ranking angels are called princes in the Old Testament. That would tell you something about their job. You know, princes rule over certain things. Prince in the sense of like an ancient Near Eastern prince, like a military commander. They rule over things in God's army, for example, and we're told they rule over various nations that God has assigned to them. But eventually the term messenger, even though messengers are very low in heavenly court, messengers don't have any decision-making authority. In fact, they don't have any authority. They just shuttle messages from one place to another. And that term, because humans encounter the messenger ones more often than the other kinds, that term then got applied to all of them. Now, I could go on at more length than I have available, but to give you a couple of instances of what different types of jobs angels have, some of them are princes or commanders that rule over parts of God's army. Some of them rule over nations. Some of them are message carriers. Some of them are soldier angels. You know, we see them as other members of God's army. Some of them are guards that, like, just like a king has guards in his throne room, we see some heavenly guards, and that includes what the seraphim are. They are heavenly guards that guard sacred space. And this is going to surprise a bunch of folks, but apparently the seraphim were like serpents. And we know this from ancient Near Eastern iconography. And we as Christians tend to associate serpents with the devil. And maybe the devil was originally a seraphim, a seraph. But the term seraph is used not only for these heavenly throne guards that God has, it's also used for snakes here on earth that are called burning ones because of their venom that burns if you get bitten. And so it makes sense, and we also have iconography from Jewish circles of like angelic serpents that have multiple wings so they can fly, just like we see the burning ones or seraphim in Isaiah have wings. And so they're apparently throne guardians that protect sacred space and prevent people from approaching God without authorization. If you'd like to know more about that, check out the episode of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World on Flying Snakes, where I talk about that. So those are a few of the different types of jobs that angels have. We also know that some of the guards are assigned to humans because we have guardian angels. And we know it's at least suggested in Revelation and was a common opinion historically by many theologians like St. Thomas Aquinas that some angels are involved in helping run the physical universe. Like in Revelation, we see angels that are in control of winds. We also see angels worshiping God in his heavenly temple. So it seems like some angels are likely to be priests as well in heaven.
Thank you very much for the call and for the question. I'm going to leave it there and keep moving because we have just a few minutes left in the program and we have 11 lines open and we have we have $35,000 in matching funds left to use up this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to get on one of those lines and make your pledge. Maybe you could make a recurring pledge. We do rely on those recurring pledges, $10 a month, $20 a month, $50, $100 a month, whatever you can do. It all goes to the same place. It all helps to share the message to make sure that the good news is getting out there in lots of places where most of the media is bad news or depressing news or confusing news. Help us to share the good news, 888-291-8000. We could also... We would very much appreciate some larger donations as well. Maybe you can do $500 right now if you are blessed in that way, maybe $1,000. Maybe you could do a $2,500 or a $5,000 gift and get us close to using up that match in just the next few minutes that we have left with you, 888-291-8000.
And once again, Cy Kellett, I want to reiterate what we talked about just a few minutes ago about the theology of giving. St. Paul does indicate that if you, and it's not just St. Paul, but he's a particularly clear example on this, if you give to support God's work, which is what we're trying to do here on Catholic Answers Live by sharing the Christian faith, sharing the Catholic understanding of the Christian faith, with other people, we're trying to get the message of God to them. So if you give to support God's work, you will receive rewards, including glory in heaven, honor in heaven, and immortality in heaven. And God wants you to have those rewards. You just need to do your part of helping to support his work. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. We're so close now to the end of the hour that unfortunately we're not going to have time in the next 4 minutes to take another phone call, so you won't miss anything. This is indeed a great time to call. We have 10 lines open for you right now with staffers just sitting at their desks waiting to hear from you. So this is a great time to call in and make a donation or make a new donation or increase a donation. We really do need to hear from you, though. So let's see if we can light up those phone lines and go out strong this hour. We are basically at the 50% point towards trying to meet our donation, but we can do better than that with your help. And if you're listening on a time-delayed basis or if you're in another part of the world, you can always go at any time of day to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I know we do have people from parts of the world other than North America who do support the show. And some of those parts of the world don't have economies that are as developed as the economy we have here in the United States. So it means even more when it comes from them, and they'll receive a proportionately even greater reward from God. We also have people who support the show who aren't even Catholic, but they recognize the value of what we're doing. They may have some differences, but they recognize that we're really reaching a lot of people with the message of God. And even if they don't agree 100% with Catholic viewpoints, they recognize the value of the show enough to support it. And if you're a non-Catholic and you're supporting the show, thank God. That's awesome. It's great that we have such a level of agreement that you can recognize the value of what we're doing and be motivated to support it. And if you're not a Catholic, I mean, if you are a Catholic, you don't want to let the non-Catholics out, do you? So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000 or 24/7 from anywhere in the world, or even the International Space Station. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. www.catholicanswersradio.com.
Hey, folks will stay on the lines as long as the phones keep ringing here. So go ahead and pick up the phone and call now. As Jimmy said, catholicanswersradio.com is available 24 hours a day. But the phone lines will be open for the next few minutes, maybe 10, maybe 15, depending on how many calls come in. 888-291-8000. One good thing about right now is that there is just a mass of match money that we've still got on the table for this hour. So if you're thinking about giving that $500 gift, that $1,000 gift, perfect time, because they will all be matched right now. 888-291-8000. Our colleagues on the lines ready to take your calls. Get on those lines and chat with them. 888-291-8000. Tomorrow's the last day for this. We'll see you then, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.